Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're really getting into something crucial for anyone running an e-commerce site, the website audit.
Absolutely. It's fundamental.
We're going deep on why you need one and, maybe more importantly, what a good audit actually looks at. It's about keeping that revenue flowing and staying relevant. Right?
Exactly. Think of it less as a chore and more as, well, proactive health check for your business. It stops big problems before they start.
And gives you that crucial insight.
Right. So for you listening, the goal here is pretty clear. Understand the why, the real risks and rewards, and then the actual pieces of a solid e-commerce audit.
Okay, let's tackle that why first. The immediate risks. I mean, things like slow loading times broken links people keep clicking on, or the site just, you know, falling apart on a phone.
Yeah.
These aren't small things. They directly lead to lost sales, don't they? People just leave.
They absolutely do. And that brings us straight to performance and speed. When we audit, we're looking for those specific culprits. Sometimes it's obvious, like massive image files. But often it's maybe less obvious things. Excessive plugins, inefficient code, sometimes those third-party scripts everyone uses.
Like cracking codes.
Exactly. They can add up. And getting that speed up isn't just about making users happy, though that's huge. It also directly impacts your SEO rankings. Search engines reward speed.
And that user happiness, or lack of it, ties into user experience, the UX. I saw this Storyblok survey stat. It's pretty stark. 60% of consumers ditch a purchase because the website UX is bad.
60%? That's massive.
It is. And it averages out to about 5 lost purchases per person each year. Just think of that number scaled across your potential customer base.
And that statistic, that 60%, that's precisely why audits are so critical.
Right.
They help you find those friction points that cause people to give up.
Like what specifically?
Well, maybe items are just in confusing categories, or the checkout process is, I don't know, 5 steps too long, or asks for the same info twice.
Yeah, I hate that.
Right. Audits find those specific things that make people abandon their carts. It lets you streamline everything.
Okay, the why is clear. Big financial incentive. So let's shift to the what. What are the core components you're looking at in a comprehensive audit? Architecture, technical, security, SEO, UX, content. Seems like a lot.
It can be, but they all connect. We usually start with the foundations. So the architecture audit. That's looking at your sitemap, your URL structure. Is it logical? Can people and search engines find their way around easily?
Makes sense.
Then, tied closely to that, is the technical audit. This is where we dig into server configuration, hosting performance, uptime, and crucially, responsiveness. How does it look and work on desktop, tablet, and mobile? It has to be seamless across all of them.
And then the big one for e-commerce, security.
Oh, absolutely non-negotiable, especially with payment details involved.
So what are the checks there?
We're verifying strong SSL encryption. That's the padlock icon you see. Checking access controls like, are password policies strong enough? And, of course, compliance. For businesses dealing with Europe, that means verifying GDPR compliance is mandatory.
Got it. Okay, what about getting found? SEO.
Right, the on-page SEO audit. And a major thing we look for here is broken links. You click a link, you get a 404 error page.
Super frustrating for the user.
Exactly. It spikes your bounce rate. But worse, it tells search engines your site is poorly maintained, which hurts your authority and ultimately your traffic. It disrupts their ability to crawl the site properly.
And then the user experience audit. What's the focus there beyond just, you know, speed?
It's about making things intuitive. Is the navigation clear? Menu placement, breadcrumbs, helping users know where they are, and calls to action, the CTAs. Are they clear? Do they stand out? Do they visually guide the user to take that next step, like add to cart or check out now?
So really guiding the user journey.
Precisely. Minimizing the thinking they have to do. And that flows into the content audit too, making sure product descriptions, images, even the legal stuff, it's all accurate, optimized, and sounds like your brand.
Okay, so pulling it all together, the audit really gives you that clear picture.
It does. It's not just a list of what's broken. It's your roadmap. It tells you what to fix, often in what order, to start improving things, including revenue, right away.
A clear roadmap. That's invaluable. Which leads to a final thought, maybe tied to that FAQ point about frequency. People ask how often they should do this.
Yeah, generally, maybe once a year for a full deep dive is good practice. But if your site changes a lot or you're in a really fast-moving market, you might need to check in more often.
Right. So maybe the provocative thought for you, the listener, isn't just how often, but considering that 60% statistic again.
Yep.
If that many people leave due to bad UX, how much potential revenue are you losing by focusing only on driving new traffic instead of fixing the leaks in the bucket you already have?
That's the real question to mull over. Where's the biggest leverage point for growth? Often, it's fixing what you've got.